It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Welcome to August. The Senate is in session today. The House is in recess, and President Joe Biden is in quarantine again after testing positive for COVID-19, the rebound. But we'll begin today with the Inflation Reduction Act. That's the name of the $740 billion package put together by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Joe Manchin. Now, there's a whole lot to be done before they can even think about bringing it to the floor for a full vote. First up, the birdbath. Now, since the Democrats want to push this through using reconciliation, so it needs only a simple majority, as all Senate legislation should be passed, by the way, it must go through a technical review by the Senate parliamentarian, Elizabeth McDonough. Some Democratic aides say that the Senate could take up the bill later this week, pointing to a Votorama running into the weekend. Schumer has warned his caucus that this may happen. But perhaps the bigger hurdle comes in the form of Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Yeah, she was left out of the negotiations between Manchin and Schumer, but so was everybody else. But apparently she's not happy. She was caught completely off guard by the announcement, particularly the inclusion of a provision that narrows the so-called carried interest loophole, something that she has always insisted remain intact. Now, this provision would bring in $14 billion of the bill's $739 billion in new revenues that it needs, something they could conceivably do without to give Ms. Sinema the win she'll require to get on board. That's ever so slightly more mature than how the Republicans are reacting. They're like children holding their breath until the veterans' faces turn blue. You know what happened, right? Last week, Senate Republicans blocked the passage of the PACT Act, which would expand healthcare access to veterans exposed to burn pits. And it's legislation that they've passed many times before with big bipartisan margins. Now they're saying the reason they held this up is because there was a Pat Toomey amendment they wanted to vote on. That's just simply not true. Nothing significant has changed in the bill from the last time when 25 other Republicans voted for it back in June. The only thing that's changed is that Schumer and Manchin cut a deal on a reconciliation package, and that caught the Republicans by surprise. John Cornyn and company don't like to be made to look foolish, and that's what it is. Now, after outcry from veterans groups, John Cornyn said he will vote for the bill, and Chuck Schumer said he's offered Toomey an amendment vote as well. Stay tuned. I think we'll still see some Republican faces turn blue. Now, the House is on recess. They passed this already. But before they went on recess, they did something they haven't done in decades. They passed the assault weapons ban of 2022. The legislation seeks to regulate assault weapons to ensure that the right to keep and bear arms is not unlimited and for other purposes. It passed very narrowly, 217 to 213, with five notable Democratic votes defecting. They were Congressman Ron Kind, Kurt Schrader, who's already lost in a primary for his reelection bid, Vicente Gonzalez, Jared Golden, and Henry Cuellar of Texas. Of course he did. Henry Cuellar, by the way, took to Twitter to announce that he voted for a bill that would ban Americans from owning lions and tigers. But guns, they're okay. Oh my. Severe weather impacting much of the nation today. Heavy rain led to widespread flooding in eastern Kentucky, and Governor Andy Beshear said the flooding there is certainly the deadliest he's seen in his lifetime. At least 30 people are dead, and rescue workers continue to search for those who are missing. Hundreds of people have lost everything they have, and the governor expects the death toll to continue rising. Out in California, the McKinney Fire is now the state's largest this year so far. It began Friday afternoon in the Klamath National Forest and quickly spread. It burned 300 acres as of Friday night. By Sunday morning, that was 51,468 acres, 0% contained, with about 2,000 people having been forced to evacuate their homes. Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday declared a state of emergency. It's not going to get better unless and until we do something about it. Just saying. Couple of sad and notable deaths this weekend. Basketball legend Bill Russell, who led the Boston Celtics to 11 NBA championships over 13 years, died Sunday. He was also the first Black head coach of any pro sports team in the U.S. and was probably as well known as an outspoken civil rights activist as he was an athlete. And that's just a bit of what's news. In 2011, then President Barack Obama awarded Bill Russell.
If you appreciate these reports,
the Medal of Freedom, and the Cole Sandler Show, I hope you consider making a contribution.
Bill Russell was
100% listener supported,
and
on Sunday
we lost
your help.
Michelle Nichols.
Find out more at NicoleSandler.com.
Millions of Star Trek
fans
as Lieutenant Uhura.
Her role was groundbreaking in the 60s. She showed a black woman in a position of authority, and with William Shatner, shared one of the very first interracial kisses on primetime television. Michelle Nichols was 89. And someone's happy today. One winning ticket was sold in the $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot. It was sold at a gas station in DePlain, Illinois. And we may never know who the winner was because they can request to stay anonymous. So there's that. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Now please click on that donate button.